Spring cleaning out in the yard. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. With spring's arrival, a late spring for some, many of us are inspired to go out and do something in the yard.
There's always a lot of chores to be done in the spring in the lawn and the garden.
Kansas State University Extension lawn and garden expert Dennis Patton says many things we do in the yard in the spring are actually things we probably should have done in the fall. Things like planting grass seed, most of the fertilization, and spraying for weeds. First up, redo some of the raking of the leaves we did back in the fall because winter has a way of blowing more leaves around into the yard and piling them up in places.
And we want to make sure that those leaves do not pile up and bury the turf grass because it will shade and kill out the grass.
And even though we may have done some of the next things he's going to talk about last fall,
in the spring is when we start thinking about doing a little bit of fertilization to perk the grass up. It's also a time we look for some weed control activity, too, because we have a lot of spring blooming weeds like dandelions, henbit, chickweed throughout the country. And then we also need to think about preparing our lawn for the weeds of summer.
And when it comes to taking care of those broadleaf weeds, Patton reminds us not to use those sprays in the spring.
Because they drift really easily into the breeze, and they can damage non-target plants.
And when it's time to cut the grass for the first time, Patton says to resist the urge of cutting it really low because it actually hurts the grass by scalping it. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.